Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
It's a Fish Fry Friday. I'm going to give you my best and worst of the week. I'm also going to crown a brand new Richard of the Week and also do a featured story of the Babylon Bee. So let's get started right here on Critical Thinking. So Andrew Coppens is still out. He will be back approximately on April the 10th. He should be back here running the show as usual. Until then, I, Pat Oney, will be filling in for him. He's on a much-needed and well-deserved vacation. Until then, you can follow him over at The Coppens Show on all the social media channels, except for Instagram. I believe it's just a Critical Thinking Show over there. And then for me, you can follow me at The Pat Oney Show as well. Folks, I'm going to be honest with you about this particular show. I'm a little fired up. But at the same time, I don't want to lose my cool. I don't want to get angry because I don't know that that's appropriate here. This week has been truly demonic, to say the least. The level of depravity of which we have seen, whether it be in the news, in politics, from those supposedly leading our country, we are on the road to hitting a critical mass. And because of that, I'll be honest with you. I could see this being one of our shortest shows ever because, really, my worst take has to do with the response of the White House this week and some of the things that he has done in the wake of the Nashville Christian School shooting. But we are headed towards this critical mass. And it would seem that Joe Biden and his ilk are just continuing to go full demonic. It's one of those weeks where you just kind of sit back and say, hell is empty, for all the demons are here. How does anyone respond to that? In truth, I don't know, but I'm going to do the best that I can. Because I really do not recognize my country anymore. I don't even recognize our culture anymore. I mean, we used to live in such a time where people could do pretty much whatever they wanted, live whatever life they wanted. Yes, they may have detractors and people that disagree with them, people that hate them, but who doesn't? Who doesn't? But in general, I'm not sure that we live in that country anymore. We live in a country where we have to subscribe to a certain ideology. An ideology that is ultimately dictated by a corrupt culture. Because government is always downwind of culture and it will follow suit. What is happening in our government right now, what we see going on and the decisions being made, is a result of our culture. I've said it many times. I've talked a lot about our culture this week since Andrew's been out. In fact, really, all three of the shows that I've done solo this week have been about culture. In some respect. We had a massive tragedy at the beginning of this week in Nashville. Andrew and I talked a lot about that on Tuesday when he was here. I've talked about it since then. We've seen some pretty incredible stuff coming out of the Biden administration, to say, and that's putting it lightly. We've seen incredible things coming out of our media, and again, I think that's putting it lightly. And we've seen all sorts of different takes, from guns to transgenderism to what have you. It has been all over the place. But my worst take, and I'm just going to get right into this, comes from Joe Biden. Because he decided to do or come out and say this to earlier today in regards to this month or what happened earlier this week.
To everyone celebrating Transgender Day of Visibility, I want you to know that your president sees you. Jill, Kamala, Doug, our entire administration sees you for who you are. Made in the image of God and deserving of dignity, respect, and support. But we know it's hard when there are those out there who don't see you and don't respect you. For example, the onslaught of anti-transgender state laws attacking you and your families is simply wrong. This administration is standing up for you against all these hateful bills. And we're committed to advancing transgender equality in the classroom, on the playing field, at work, in our military, and our housing and healthcare systems, everywhere, simply everywhere.
Joe Biden, to give you context of what's going on in this statement here, has declared March 31st as Transgender Day of Visibility. And he said that transgender people deserve love, dignity, and respect. Okay. I'm just going to stop right there for just a second because of all the things that he said, that might be the one thing I might on some level agree with, but I would also revise it to say all people generally deserve love, dignity, and respect. But they also deserve to be told the truth. They also deserve to be called out when they're doing something wrong. And this is not just anybody in particular. This is people in general. This includes me in that. We deserve to have people that don't agree with us, that will dissent from our opinions, that will call us on our bullshit, respectively, so that we might learn, that we might critically think, that we might, I don't know, learn how to understand each other. But the Biden administration, and this is what really gets me a little hot under the collar with this, he's declaring this day just days after a shooting that involved a female who thought she was a man, attacking a Christian school, killing children. Children. These families haven't even had time to mourn or bury their kids. This is demonic. This is disgusting. I'm less concerned about the proclamation in the day of itself as I am about the timing. This was poor, poor timing. Furthermore, what has the White House had to say about the shooting? It hasn't even really been anything of substance. I mean, Joe Biden made jokes about ice cream on the day that it happened. He hasn't really, no one's really made a comment about the Christian school from this administration. It's all been about transgenderism this week. He's made several statements in being pro-transgender throughout this week. I don't think that that's a coincidence. And when I say it's poor timing, for you and me who are paying attention, who actually have some kind of morals and values in this life, yeah, it is poor timing. But for them, this is perfect timing. It's perfect timing to continue to push their demonic agenda, to shove this kind of crap down your throat. In that statement, he actually goes on to say to parents that it's one of the best things you can do if you have transgender children is to affirm their gender. Well, yes, affirm the gender that they were actually born with. You're right. I would say that is correct. That they, whatever gender they were born with, and excuse me, whatever sex they were born with, because gender is just language. As Andrew would have pointed out by now if he were here. Gender is just language. Reaffirming their sex, helping them understand you are a boy or you are a girl. There are only two. You don't get to pick and choose. And help them embrace that side of themselves. Help them embrace who they are. Help them figure out as they go through adolescence and puberty and that confusing time in their life, helping them understand how to navigate certain emotions, how to help them through their feelings, how to help them understand themselves, help them figure out who they are. I've been through it. Andrew's been through it. We know what kind of crazy time that is in every kid's life, in being confused and feeling things for the first time, and how to control those things, how to understand them. That's the best thing that parents can do. Be a part of your kid's life. Be aware of what's going on in their life. Be aware of the changes that is going on in their life. Help them navigate it. Show them the way. Step up and be a parent. That's your number one full-time job. Everything else outside of your family, your marriage, and your children is secondary. But yet, they want you to reaffirm your kid's mental illness. And then not to mention that Build-A-Bear, by the way, if you saw this earlier this week, Build-A-Bear comes out with the whole drag bear, the drag queen bear. It just, no. Mm-mm. This is grooming, really, on multiple levels. You know, think back to a time in your life. If you think I'm wrong on this, think back to a time in your life when you were a kid and you wanted something from your parents that at the time you thought was cool, but your parents said no for one reason or another. And then you look back as an adult and be like, yeah, that was pretty dumb. That was pretty stupid. I'm glad they told me no. I'm glad that they loved me enough to tell me no. What we're seeing in our culture right now in terms of this, and in terms of this whole transgender movement, a lot of it is a fad. A lot of it are kids trying to figure out a way to be socially accepted and to stand out and to gain some kind of popularity. For some, it's also a real mental illness. They really do feel this way. They really do think this way. I have a wife that suffers from depression. To put this into terms, hopefully, that everyone will understand. When my wife is having those sad moments, she always says, you know, I feel like whatever the situation is a certain way. When in reality, it's not that way at all. And I have to remind her as her husband, no, that's not what's happening here. It's the same thing with parents and their kids. Explaining to them what's really happening, being a part of that your life. This is all of what we're seeing is coming from of the lack of telling your children no. A lot of it is a lack of parenting. A lot of it is a lack of not just telling your kids no either. A lot of it is not getting them the proper help that they need. Because I get it. There's going to be things that your kids go through that everyone is going to feel powerless from time to time and feel like, hey, I don't know what I'm doing here. I don't know how to help my child. I need to find someone that can. A professional that can. I understand that. My parents did it for me. For lots of different things. Whether it be my cerebral palsy or... when my parents got divorced, you know, they put me through counseling because they couldn't figure out how to communicate with me and help me understand and help me navigate through those feelings and all the changes that were going on in my life at that point. They did that. I also have, like I said, I have cerebral palsy. There were times where my parents had to take me to very special doctors to get me the help that I needed so that I could physically develop the way that I needed to. So that I could function the way that I needed to. And so that I would hopefully wouldn't injure myself later. They did that throughout my childhood. But this is demonic stuff, folks. This is why this is my worst take of the week. This is less to do about transgenderism than it is about, well, first of all, what happened in Nashville. This coming in the wake of what happened in Nashville. And this is not about what they want you to think it's about. This is about our culture. This is about something very demonic going on in our culture. I hope that we can all do something about it. Because as Benjamin Franklin said, we must all hang together, or for sure we will all hang separately. And the way that our culture is going, we gonna be hanging separately. So that is my worst take of the week. That is just, it's absolutely demonic stuff. Before I continue, though, with my Richard of the Week nominees and also my best take of the week, which really, I'm just going to preface this now. The best take I have this week isn't really so much a take as it is a story, because honestly, with everything that happened this week, from Trump's indictment to the whole Nashville thing, and then the response to the whole Nashville shooting, it was really hard to find something that was truly a best take, if I'm being honest. So I just found a really cool story and said, I'm going to do that instead of just a best take, because I really do think it's a pretty cool story. But we'll get to that here towards the end of the show. And I do want to do the featured Babylon Bee article for the day. And, well, before I do, I should also tell you about coffeebrandcoffee.com. If you haven't gone there yet, you should. I know it's the weekend and everything, but everyone still likes their morning pick-me-ups. Sometimes people like their coffee throughout the day. If you're not a coffee drinker and you're still living in a fairly cold area like me right now, where it's still snowing some of the time, and you want some hot chocolate, they've got that too, and that's great stuff. All you need to do is go to coffeebrandcoffee.com and use the promo code CRITICALTHINKING at checkout. This is a company that will not insult you. This is a company that will that just doesn't care about what you believe in. They just care about earning your business, making you a good product. Stuff that is freshly roasted, freshly packaged, and shipped right to your door. So go to coffeebrandcoffee.com, use the promo code CRITICALTHINKING at checkout, and get 5% off your purchase today. That's coffeebrandcoffee.com, promo code CRITICALTHINKING at checkout, and get 5% off your purchase today. Okay. Here is today's Babylon Bee featured headline. Pelosi, we have to convict Trump on charges to find out what is in them. Pelosi, we have to convict Trump on the charges to find out what is in them. Democrat Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi is calling for a quick conviction of Trump so that we can all see what he's being charged with. Just like we do with our spending bills, we should convict Donald Trump of these charges right away so that we can see what's in them, said Pelosi. Trump has many pages of charges that are probably horrible, and we just don't have the time to read them all. Doing it this way is much more efficient. Pelosi's statement was then interrupted by her teeth getting stuck in an ice cream bar as she was eating. Sources speculate that the list of charges against Trump includes paying hush money to a stripper, colluding with Russia to overthrow the United States government, and usher in 1,000 years of darkness, and being really yucky and Trump-like. We don't need a list of charges to know that Trump is guilty of being Trump, said Pelosi. Let's get this over with already. At publishing time, the Manhattan DA had announced 3,000 additional pages of charges were brought in at 1 a.m. in the morning. That is some brilliant, brilliant satire there, making references back to when they passed Obamacare. Well, we have to pass it to find out what's in it, from when she said that. And then the votes coming in the middle of the night that they just suddenly found all these new pages for the for charges against Donald Trump. That was brilliant, brilliant stuff there. Brilliant. Well done, Babylon Bee. Well done. Okay, so before I get into my best take, I'm going to do our Richard of the Week, as we usually do. And since Andrew is not out, again, we're not doing any Rumble videos as of right now. It's just all going to be audio only. So be aware of that. I don't have all the cool sound effects. The mixer I use isn't quite as good as Andrew's. But, you know, this is the result of when you do this for free and you are working on a budget. So, you know, that's the equipment I have. And so that's why we are where we are. And that's why I'm doing it the way that I'm doing it, because I'm really, truly only set up to do audio only at this time. And this is how it's done. So, I don't have all the audio file. If I did, I would play the cool music and everything. But I don't have the visuals and stuff for it, since we're not doing the Rumble side of things. So I apologize for that. We will get back to normal when Andrew is back in town, or should I say when he's back home? Because we don't live anywhere close to each other. I'm in Utah and he's in Chicago. So. Yeah. Anyway, Our Richard of the Week nominees are, well, you already know one of them, and at least you should know one of them, and that is Joseph Marionette Biden declaring the Transgender Day thing in the same week as the whole Nashville shooting. And then to be very clear on that, it is the Transgender Day of Visibility, as he calls it. Then we have Cringe Jean-Pierre, for trying to blame Republicans for not taking enough action to give us more gun laws so that we could prevent things like what happened in Nashville, because it's somehow the Republicans' fault all of a sudden. We also have Sonny Hostin. This has nothing to do with anything related to Nashville. This is probably the only one that's not related to the whole Nashville thing that happened earlier this week. She has no issue with China keeping Muslims in concentration camps. In fact, here is what she had to say about it.
And so as a woman of color with a 6'2" black kid in college and a 5'7", 5'8" black kid in high school, I don't see that part of American exceptionalism. I'm sorry. No. I think this country has a lot of problems that could be solved. Yes, maybe they're putting Muslims in jail in Afghanistan, I think you mentioned,
China,
and yeah. China. They're putting a lot of more black people in jail
but
here.
Can I ask?
And so as a woman of color.
Yeah, because that's the same thing. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm sure what they're doing in China is wrong. Black people being in jail here isn't a result necessarily of them being black. It's a result of them actually committing a crime, just like, you know, any typical white person as well. They're in jail because they committed a crime. They've been charged with something, you know, and that is why. They've committed something wrong in society. They are paying their debt to society because they did something very wrong. It has really nothing to do with skin color at this point. But I digress. And then finally, we also have Benjamin Ryan. And we actually talked a little bit about Benjamin Ryan earlier this week. If you go back, I believe it's on Tuesday's episode when we play Truth or Fiction. In fact, it was just before I think we play Truth or Fiction on Tuesday. Benjamin Ryan is the NBC news reporter that blamed Ben Shapiro and Matt Walsh for the trans person shooting up the Nashville school. Because as if it's somehow their fault for trying to protect our children in schools and making sure that they are protected from this demonic culture in which we live in. But if you've paid attention to the show, I think you already know who my winner is going to be. And that is Joseph Marionette Biden, because holy crap, man, why would you ever make a proclamation declaring today as the Transgender Day of Visibility in the wake of what happened in Nashville, when these parents haven't even buried their kids yet, haven't had time to mourn their kids yet, and is coming from a female who claimed to be a transgender man shooter? Why would you do that? So he is my Richard of the Week. That is just absolutely incredibly stupid of this administration. And they are an absolute, absolute joke. Before I close out, though, and before I let you guys get to your weekend, I do want to give you my best take, and which I said is going to be my best story of the week, because it was really hard to actually find a best take with everything that's going on. And I wanted to do something a little different, frankly, and I wanted to do something that was a little bit lighter, something that was a little bit cooler, and just get away from the issues of this week, because this was an awful, awful week, to say the least. This one comes from NotTheBee.com, and for those that don't follow NotTheBee, it is the sister website to the Babylon Bee, except everything that the NotTheBee does is real news. The headline is, "Oh look, another scientific discovery that shows the Bible was right all along." One of the core arguments against the historicity of the Bible and the flood account in Genesis by scientists has been that a global flood is impossible because there simply is not enough water on Earth to flood the entire thing. This despite the fact that evidence accepted from secular scientists that there was clearly a global cataclysm at some point in Earth's recent history. But where did the water come from? In Genesis chapter 7, this is what the Bible says. In the 600th year of Noah's life, the second month, on the 17th day of the month, on that all the fountains of the great deep, deep burst forth, and windows of the heavens were opened. The fountains of the great deep burst forth. What is that referring to? Well, here's the story for you. It's going viral because none other than Joe Rogan, by the way, who couldn't sleep apparently last night after discovering this. Joe Rogan said, man, it's after 2 a.m. I should probably get some sleep. Article, did you know that there's an absolutely massive supply of water hidden underneath the Earth's crust that's three times bigger than the oceans that sit on the surface? Me, no. I did not know that. And now that I'm all interested in, and now that's all I'm interested in. F-sleep, this is, it's rabbit hole time. If I could read, for Pete's sakes. okay, and then I have to point out that this discovery was made in 2014, but this article from this week, well, most of you didn't know this. That's why you're reading this. Right? Sadly, these things don't usually make it outside certain circles because they usually don't only appeal to ultra trends or theology geeks. But here are the deets. A massive ocean with more water than the entire surface of the Earth has been found inside the Earth's crust close to the core, aka the fountains of the deep. There's a layer of the Earth ring woodite that is a type of rock that is holding tons of H2O, but it's not solid. It's not a solid liquid or gas form. It's some fourth molecule being trapped in the rock. The ring woodite is a sponge soaking up water. There is something very special about the crystal structure of woodite that allows it to attract hydrogen and trap water. The mineral can contain a lot of water under conditions of the deep mantle. So the water exists. Don't let them tell you that there's not enough water for a global flood. That is, by the way, folks, pretty freaking incredible. And by the way, research found that the ring woodite can contain up to 1.5% water. The ring woodite under the surface, just 1% of water in its molecular buildup would mean that it holds three times more water than all of the oceans on the Earth's surface. Three times more water on the oceans. Earth is already covered in 70% in water. Now multiply that by three times. That's pretty freaking incredible. And it's always incredible to me when you find a story where science is proving something that is biblical. In a time where we live in a very demonic age, having things that are seemingly testaments, witnesses of the Bible, that's pretty incredible stuff, folks. I would even dare say, miraculous. But that's going to do it for me today. Hopefully you enjoyed today's show. Yes, it's a little bit shorter because, frankly, Andrew's not here. Normally we do each other's best and worst takes of the week as well. So a little bit shorter today than usual. And frankly, I think we've all just kind of had enough anyway, right? I know I have, especially with the way that this week has gone. I will be back next week. So you'll be able to tune in here. Again, it'll be all audio only. Andrew will be back, I believe, on April 10th. So He will be back, not next week, but the following week after. So I will still be here. Until then, don't get lost. Remember who you are. No means no. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stephens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.